Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. Today is day 55 of the year, Tuesday, February 24th, 2026. I'm Stephen Copley.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading down to the Sunshine State today, Florida. It is the third largest state in the country, and over the last decade, it has fundamentally transformed from a coin-toss swing state into a massive Republican stronghold. And today, we are profiling the state's junior senator, a man who built a massive corporate empire before he ever stepped foot in the political arena. We are talking about Republican Rick Scott.
Stephen, Senator Scott has one of those incredible American biographies that really shapes how he governs. He wasn't born into wealth. He actually grew up in public housing in the Midwest. His adoptive father was a World War II veteran and a truck driver. Scott joined the Navy, served on a radar ship, and then used the GI Bill to go to college. He started out by buying a single donut shop. Fast forward a couple of decades, and through massive corporate acquisitions, he built Columbia/HCA into the largest healthcare company in the entire world. He became a billionaire before he ever ran for office.
And he took that exact ruthless bottom-line CEO mentality to the governor's mansion in Tallahassee. He served 8 years as the governor of Florida, where he completely slashed the state's debt, cut taxes, and basically treated the state like a massive corporation that needed to be optimized. When he got elected to the U.S. Senate in 2018, he brought that exact same energy to Washington. He is constantly complaining about the way the Senate passes budgets, arguing that if a private company was run the way Congress is run, everyone would be fired.
And that frustration really boiled over at the start of this current 119th Congress. Late last year, right after he won his 2024 re-election campaign, Senator Scott ran to be the Senate Majority Leader. Mitch McConnell was stepping down, and Scott ran as the ultimate America First, MAGA-aligned candidate. He had the public backing of massive figures like Elon Musk. Now he ultimately lost that secret ballot race to John Thune, but the race itself cemented Rick Scott as the ideological anchor for the right wing of the Senate. He proved he has massive influence over the conservative base.
And even though he didn't win the majority leader spot, the Republican takeover of the Senate handed him a massive promotion anyway. In 2025 and 2026, Rick Scott is the chairman of the Special Committee on Aging. Leah, for a senator from Florida, a state where over 21% of the population is 65 or older, holding the gavel on the aging committee is absolute political gold.
It really is. He is using that chairmanship to fiercely protect Medicare and Social Security, which are the lifeblood of his state. But he is also pushing massive overhauls to the healthcare system. Just recently, he introduced the More Affordable Care Act. Because of his background as a healthcare CEO, he argues that Obamacare is fundamentally broken. His new bill tries to implement what he calls Trump Health Freedom Accounts, basically supercharged health savings accounts that let families shop for their own plans on the open market, cutting the massive insurance companies out of the loop.
He is also deeply involved in the new administration's economic overhaul. Scott sits on the Senate Budget Committee, and he has explicitly stated that he is working directly with Elon Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy, and the DOGE team, the Department of Government Efficiency. Scott is perfectly aligned with their mission to take a chainsaw to the federal bureaucracy and slash trillions in reckless spending.
But while he is cutting spending in Washington, he is making sure federal relief gets to Florida. Just last week, in February 2026, he and Congressman Greg Stube pushed the Federal Disaster Tax Relief Act. Florida has been absolutely battered by hurricanes over the last few years. This bill allows families who lost their homes to completely write off their disaster-related personal casualty losses on their taxes through the end of 2026 without having to itemize deductions. It is a massive financial lifeline for people trying to rebuild their lives.
And we cannot finish this profile without talking about his incredibly aggressive stance on national security, specifically regarding communist China. Scott sits on the Armed Services and Foreign Relations Committees, and he views Beijing as the ultimate existential threat. Last month, he introduced the TSP Fiduciary Security Act. The Thrift Savings Plan is the massive retirement fund for federal employees and the military. Scott's bill legally blocks that fund from investing a single dime into companies based in communist China, ensuring American retirement dollars aren't funding the Chinese military.
He is also targeting their espionage efforts. In early 2026, he led a coalition sending a blistering letter to DHS Secretary Kristi Noem. He is demanding the closure of an Obama-era visa waiver program that allows Chinese nationals to travel to U.S. territories, like the Northern Mariana Islands, without a visa. Scott argues that the Chinese Communist Party is exploiting this loophole for birth tourism, where Chinese nationals have children on U.S. soil to secure American citizenship, posing a massive long-term national security threat. He is demanding that the loophole be closed immediately.
He is a fascinating figure. He operates with the cold, calculated efficiency of a corporate executive. But he fights the culture wars with the intensity of a populist insurgent.
The Navy veteran from public housing who built an empire.
The chairman defending the retirees of the Sunshine State.
That is Senator Rick Scott.
That is our profile for Florida. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.